such despair I dare not tell. Gisborne stood there at the door, drinking wine and mocking. You are my prisoner, not my friend, and on this you can depend. I'll take your lands and I will have your Marianne. So I'll have another cup of wine, enjoying every moment. Now I've got you where I want you, there is no escape this time. You must think of me as cruel, but for all the times we've had before, and now your life is over, I will challenge you to a duel. We will fight to the death, and then we'll see who is the best. You always thought that you were better, so pick up a sword, and you will get your just reward. My trusty blade will settle this forever. Yes, forever. Blades were flashing in the sun, with parry and thrust it had begun, and soon it was Robin's fight for winning. Poor Gisborne lay there on his back, the Robin's sword against his neck, and Robin said, "You're not worth killing." Oh, but as he turned to walk away, Gisborne stabbed him from behind, and on the ground the blood was spilling. Catching Gisborne in the eye, it came from the bow of sweet Marian. And then as he died, she ran to the side of her Robin, who was mortally wounded. He lay.